This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Russian opposition activist who used social media to condemn Moscow's war in Ukraine received an 8.5-year jail sentence Tuesday after a Moscow court found him guilty of spreading false information about the army. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Kremlin says that the majority of Russians support its actions in Ukraine, and opinion polls back that assertion. Dmitry Ivanov ran a protest channel on the Telegram social network for students of Moscow State University.
Today is a dark moment of our history, but the darkest moment is always before the sunrise. Free for Russia, peace for Ukraine.
The verdict, published by his lawyer Maria Eisman on Facebook, said that he was banned for 4 years from being an administrator for internet or social media sites and will serve his sentence in a penal colony. Ivanov said his statements about what Moscow calls its special military operation in Ukraine were accurate and denied any wrongdoing. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The New York Times is reporting new intelligence reviewed by U.S. officials suggests a pro-Ukrainian group of likely Ukrainian or Russian nationals carried out the attack on the Nord Stream pipelines last year, but the intelligence reached no firm conclusions. Newspaper report based on or citing U.S. officials says there was no evidence that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky or his top lieutenants were involved or that the perpetrators were acting at the direction of any Ukrainian government officials. The report could not be independently verified and U.S. officials did not immediately comment. Representatives for Kyiv and Moscow also could not be immediately reached. The U.S. and NATO have called the September 2022 attacks on the pipelines an act of sabotage, while Moscow has blamed the West. Neither side has provided evidence. Built by Russia's state-controlled Gazprom energy company, the Nord Stream gas pipelines connect Russia and Germany. This is VOA News. Mexican officials say two of four U.S. citizens missing since their violent abduction Friday in the northern Mexican border city of Matamoros have been found dead and two others alive. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Two of the Americans missing since they were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico last Friday are dead, says an official in Mexico. Two others are alive, though one is wounded. The FBI had been searching with Mexican authorities for the missing Americans. A relative of one of them said they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck. Shortly after driving into Mexico on Friday, they were caught in the crossfire of rival cartel groups. A video showed them being loaded into the back of a pickup truck by gunmen. I'm Rita Foley.
A rocket made by the world's largest 3D printer is set to take off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this week. The Associated Press's Ed Donahue reports.
The Terran 1 rocket is made by a company called Relativity Space. CEO Tim Ellis says it's 85% 3D printed.
We have our own in-house team that has designed this rocket from a blank piece of paper. We've built our own rocket engines, built our own factory with the world's largest metal 3D printers, our own custom aluminum alloys.
The rocket is only 110 feet tall, smaller than the Atlas and Falcon 9 rockets. It is the largest 3D printed object in the world out of metal. Also,
this is the first, potentially first rocket to use liquid oxygen and liquid methane propellants, which are the propellants of the future for what will be reusable rockets.
Despite its small size, the Terran 1 rocket is capable of lifting more than 4,000 pounds into low Earth orbit. I'm Ed Donahue.
The chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve said Tuesday the central bank could increase the size of its interest rate hikes and raise borrowing costs to levels higher than previously projected if evidence continues to point to a robust U.S. economy. Speaking to U.S. Senate Committee Tuesday, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they will be watching the data.
The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated. If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
The Federal Reserve has been raising rates in an effort to slow the economy and rein in inflation, which Powell says has been moderating in recent months. But the central bank chairman says there is still a long way to go. Over the past year, the central bank has raised its key rate, which affects many consumer and business loans, 8 times. You can find more information on all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff.